Technology really does seem to make the world smaller. And this morning, we'll hear how that applies to protest movements. Turkey saw a fresh wave of anti-government demonstrations over the weekend. And in Brazil, the president is holding an emergency meeting today on how to respond to protests sweeping that country. An estimated 250,000 Brazilians were on the streets yesterday with a wide range of grievances. As NPR South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, Brazilian protesters feel they're part of a growing global movement.
This started as a small protest against a hike in bus and subway fares, and now it's blossomed into this. Hundreds of thousands of people have come out onto the streets here to demonstrate against a range of complaints: corruption, lack of services, the cost of the World Cup stadiums. And many people are asking, why now? One of the answers may be protest contagion. Demonstrators in one part of the world are looking at and are being inspired by movements a world away.
There is a connection, there is a solidarity between the protests, definitely. The people all over the world, they're learning from each other, they're gaining strength together. We see different protests around the world supporting the ones in São Paulo, the ones in Turkey.
That's Mateus Martins, who has been coming out onto the streets in São Paulo. He's 18 years old, educated, connected. In fact, he fits the profile not just of a protester in Brazil, but also of a protester in Turkey, or for that matter, Bulgaria too. And that's no coincidence, he says.
Most of that is because of the globalization that comes with the internet. This new age that we can share everything through social networks and videos online, that's great.
And since the protests erupted here in Brazil, those connections have only become tighter. If you go on social media these days, you'll see loads of tweets and posts between Turks and Brazilians expressing solidarity, sympathy, and exchanging tips. 19-year-old Luisa Mandetta is part of the Passe Livre, or Free Fare, movement. They were the ones who originally took to the streets and initially played an organizing role in these protests.
There are lots of people in the world that are not okay with what's happening with their life, the way that it has come from politicians to just ignore what we want and do whatever they are interested in. They do not defend our interests, they defend their own.
Of course, every country has its own unique set of circumstances that feeds into a protest movement. But both in Turkey and Brazil, the galvanizing moment came when police cracked down on the initial demonstrations. The images were played out over social media, and then people came out in huge numbers. And crucially, the protesters had already seen what mass demonstrations could do in other places. Cornelius Fleischhacker is a researcher with the International Monetary Fund who blogs about Latin America. He's lived in both Turkey and Brazil and says both are strong emerging economies.
Economically, I think there is a similar dynamic going on, that you have a fairly young population that's much more educated than it was in previous generations, that's much more active, that has social media as a tool to communicate and mobilize.
And he says that very prosperity has played a hand in fueling the current unrest.
Once a large part of the population reaches kind of middle class status, they demand more. And if the government is not willing or able to provide it, that's when people go on the streets.
Of course, one of the things that has been markedly different is how Turkey and Brazil's respective governments have reacted to the crisis. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff is a former leftist activist who was tortured under Brazil's dictatorship. In her most recent address, she said she had sympathy with the protesters and adopted a conciliatory tone. Turkey's leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan has taken a markedly different approach, demonizing the demonstrators and the social media they use. In a speech this weekend, he also tried to link the movements in both Brazil and Turkey, implying that there is a global conspiracy trying to destabilize both countries. It's the same game, the same trap, the same aim, he told supporters. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.